This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This is our final shiur before the Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah. Haba Alinu L'Toiva. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. I really appreciate everybody's chizuk by coming on personally to this shiur. And we've learned many svarim together over the last couple of years. We did the Taimer Devaira, we did the Archos Chaim of the Rush, we did the Igaras HaMusar of Rabbi Sol Salanter, Igaras HaRamban. And they were all beautiful. And there's a certain chizuk that I think we're all getting out of this limud, Tzipisa LeYeshua. The last couple of shiurim, we discussed the designated time to be Metzapa LeYeshua. And that is Friday night, as we're Mekabel LeShabbos. Shabbos is synonymous with the Geula. I would like to share with you another designated time for us to be Metzapa LeYeshua. And that designated time is a day that's coming up very soon. In the Siddur Hagra, the Siach Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Meltzin, raises a very fundamental question. He says, if you were composing the liturgy on Rosh Hashanah, on a Yom HaDin, what would you focus on? Well, if it's a day that our lives are being judged, our children, our parnasa, shouldn't we be asking Hashem for all of these things? Shouldn't we be davening primarily for Banei Chayu Mezoine? Shouldn't our tefillos be focused on what we're being judged on, namely our life? Shouldn't we be begging for life? So you say, we do. No, we don't. We barely do. We barely ask Hashem for these things. Yeah, Zachrinu L'Chayim, Michamoicha Avarachimim, Uchsoiv L'Chayim Tovim, these are later additions to the Shemana Esrei. They're not part of the main fabric of the Shemana Esrei. They're added much later in history. That shows us that the focus of the tefillah, as ordained by the Anshei Knesset Hagdoila, are Malchiyoy Zichroinoy Shefarois. We are basically focused on asking Hashem to reveal His Malchus to the world. L'sakein Oilam B'Malchus Shaddai. Chein Tein Kavoid Hashem La'amecha. That Hashem's majesty should be recognized. Hashem's power should be recognized. Hashem should eradicate evil in the world. That the Jewish people should be elevated. But we're not asking for our personal judgment. We're not making requests really about our personal judgment. Yeah, we add a sentence here, a sentence there. There's a tefillah Avinu Malkeinu. But really, 95% of the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah are focused on the Malchiyos of Hashem, Kavod Shamayim. And even when we ask for life, it's Lemancha, it's for you, it's not for us. How could it be that on the day that our life and everything we hope for hangs in the balance, we basically forget about that, and instead we focus on the Malchiyos of Hashem? So, let's understand that a bit. And the first thing we should also recognize then is, as we've been speaking, if Friday night is a designated time to be Metzapa LeYeshua, then certainly another designated time are the Yom HaNaram. And that is indicated by the very formula of the subject matter of the davening for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Says Rav Meltzin, yes, we definitely would like to ask for our needs, for our parnasa, for our children, but there's something that transcends our personal needs, and that is Hashem Himself, the Shechina. Hashem is in pain, Hashem is in exile, Hashem has no home, He is disrespected and disgraced. He created a world, and mankind is so ungrateful. Not only do they not observe the laws He set out for the world, but their rebellion is so blatant, and even on such basic matters as in terms of common sense and basic dignity. And therefore, on the Yom HaDin, when our fate hangs in the balance, we ignore our own needs. And instead, we say to Hashem, as important as our own life is, we put our needs on the back burner, and instead we daven for the redemption. The redemption means not redeem me so I can live in a better house, or redeem me so I'll feel better, or redeem me so I won't have aggravation. No, not at all. None of those things are the consideration at all. None of those things are the consideration, even in the slightest. We ask for the geula for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honor. So you'll say, what will be with our own needs? When we put away our own needs, and we put on the back burner, and instead we ask for Kavod Shamayim, it silences any prosecution. The angels say to God, wow, look at those Jewish people. They say, Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. We are for our beloved. We forsake ourselves. We forsake our own needs. So the Ribbono Shel in responds in kind, v'doidi li. I am for them. I will be focused on providing for their needs. In a certain sense, the greatest chus on the Yom Adin is to forsake your own needs and daven for the covet of the Shechina. Furthermore, says Rav Meltzin, we apply the principle of kol hamispalel ba'ad chaveroi v'utzarech lo'isay davar hu yana tchila. One who davens for a friend who having simultaneously has the same needs, he'll be answered first. We have needs. We need life. We need health. We need refuah. We need Yeshua. We need nachas. We need parnasa. But we put that aside and we daven for our friend. Who's our friend? Re'acha v'rea avicha al tazoiv. Our best friend is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by us davening for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem responds in kind and He fulfills our needs. So point number one is we're identifying another opportune time a year to be Metzapeh Eligu'ula are the Tfilos of the Yom Noram. Number two, understanding the mechanism of the Tfilos of the Yom Noram. By abandoning our own, now we don't abandon it completely. Certainly it's appropriate when we do make those inserts and requests, we can have ourselves in mind. But when we say abandon, we mean in terms of the focus and the most of the davening is Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch La'elam Voed, La'adei Ad Yimloch, V'ata Yimloch La'elam Voed. That is the main focus of our tefillah. There's another approach I would like to share with you, based on the writings of the Ramchal. The Ramchal writes in the Derech Hashem that the way God set up the world is that when Hashem's authority is recognized, and prosperity exists in the world. I'm sorry, when Hashem's authority is recognized, when His existence is recognized, when His reality is accepted, the more Hashem is, so to speak, brought down into this world, He is accepted, He's acknowledged, then the more blessing there is, the more peace there is. But when the world does not recognize Hashem, goodness is lacking, darkness prevails, evil dominates. Meaning like this. The way God set up the world is the more His presence is recognized in the world, automatically goodness prevails. The more God is pushed away, the more darkness and emptiness there is. That's one of the reasons we say Shema. By saying Shema and accepting Hashem's dominion, that automatically garners for us all the taiva in the world. I think this is another dimension of understanding the tefillos of the Yom Noram. Namely, we ask Hashem, V'chein tein pachtecha Hashem lekeinu akom ma'asecha. Hashem, put your fear on all of your creations. Ve'eimascha akom ma'ashabarasa. And your dread on everything you created. Simlech ata Hashem levadecha, and you Hashem will reign over all your works. Maloich al kol ha'olam kulai, rule over the whole world bechvaydecha. So you say, but we're forsaking our needs. No, we're not forsaking our needs at all. In fact, this dimension of understanding explains how we are targeting in the most effective way how to gain what we need. What are we going to say? Hashem, even though you're not recognized, please give me parnasa anyway. Even though you're not recognized, please give me health anyway. No, that's a backward way of asking. The way, the method with which Hashem bestows bracha is through His presence being recognized and acknowledged. So instead of asking in a backhanded way, Hashem, please give me bane chayu mezoine. No, we ask directly. Hashem, please allow your honor to be recognized in the world. That perforce implicitly, fundamentally brings all the bracha in the world. So it's a little bit different. The first approach is we abandon our needs. And in that merit, Hashem says, you're focused on my needs, I'll be focused on your needs. This approach is saying, this is the direct way. But be it as it may, be aware, we're learning the Sefer Tzipisali Yeshua. I believe this is the 16th Shir. It's one of the most important objectives of life. And it is one of the fundamental, if not the fundamental theme of our tefillos on the Yomim Noram. May all of our tefillos be Neskabel Barachim of Ratzain. Bezos Hashem. Hope to see everybody. I guess we're going to be together next Monday at Tzom Gedalia. Everyone should have a happy and healthy Tavshin Pei Dalet Haba Aleinu L'Toiva V'Imali Hashem Kol Mishalos Libchem L'Toiva Agud Keben Shiar K'sivuch Sima Toiva.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.